This is your Paragon News update for October 7th, 2021, is brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. According to findings released by State Auditor Cindy Bird, an employee with the town of Lone Wolf allegedly misused local funds. Bird released the results of the audit on Wednesday. The town's board requested the audit after a private auditing firm questioned certain expenses. The audit covers Lone Wolf finances between July of 2015 and December of 2017. The audit states that the town's office manager used more than $17,000 to purchase health insurance for her children. It also states that the employee may have taken an additional $47,000 from 2011 to 2015. The audit alleges that the employee profited at least $2,300 when she and two other employees sold fireworks to the town for its July 4th celebration. In a statement, Bird said that, quote, "The town treasurer and the town board let the employee basically run the town. She made the bank deposits, wrote the checks, and had unfettered access to the bank accounts and debit card," end quote. The audit also allegedly uncovered $23,000 in questionable spending from the town's general fund, as well as $22,000 in unauthorized purchases with the town's debit card. As of press time, no charges have been filed in Kiowa County District Court as it relates to this case. A detached wheel on Interstate 40 is to blame for a one-vehicle accident in Ouachita County Wednesday afternoon. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, an Elk City woman was hospitalized as a result of the crash. OHP says the incident took place just before 5 p.m. Wednesday in the eastbound lane of I-40 near the exit 47 on-ramp west of Canute when the 2001 Ford Explorer driven by 48-year-old Jose Humarancondo Magma Villanueva of Elk City started shaking before a wheel came off. The report did not state which wheel detached itself from the vehicle. As a result, the vehicle departed the road to the right, rolled one time, and struck a road sign. The driver was transported to Great Plains Regional Medical Center in Elk City, where he was treated and released. However, a passenger, 60-year-old Mindy Brown of Elk City, was airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital, where she was admitted in stable condition with head and trunk internal injuries. OHP says both occupants were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash and that no other vehicles were involved. In state news, another arrest made in connection to a suspicious death in Oklahoma County. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
Word is coming from the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office that authorities have arrested 17-year-old Robert Stockton Jr. He's one of the two suspects named yesterday in the investigation of human remains found inside a house that burned near Hera. Stockton's mother, Marianne Beal, is already in custody. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $78.85, that's up $1.42. Brent crude at $82.42, that's up $1.34. Natural gas at $5.90, that's up a dime. Recapping our top story, the state auditor says a town of Lone Wolf employee misused funds. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 7th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.